It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, along with Sean Bennett. Sean, of course, from the Chronicle-Telegram. We've done this each and every Thursday night throughout the 2017-2018 high school wrestling season. Hard to believe this is the final show, but what a way to wrap things up as the high school wrestlers here in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio and all across the state, obviously, are getting ready for the state tournament down in Columbus. So great to have you with us on this Thursday night. Again, we've got a lot to talk about. Sean Bennett, as always, great to have you with us. And before we get started, just like we did on the weekly video segment, we've got to send out a huge thank you to our sponsors, the Cobos Insurance Center, as well as Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. They have been with us each and every Thursday night throughout the high school wrestling season. So without them, this program isn't possible. So we thank them for all of their support. And as I said, boy, this is the weekend you've been waiting for a few months now.
Yeah, and it's a little different this year. I mean, I always love this weekend. It's a great anticipation. And then afterwards, it's kind of it's all over and stuff like that. But this year it's a little different because the NCAA tournament's the weekend after, so it's almost like I got two weekends to kind of look forward to. And a guy that we talked about, I think, during the first couple years of the show, Ben Darmstadt from Elyria, he's ranked number one in the country right now at his weight, 197 pounds, and he did qualify, and I'll be watching him wrestle out at Quicken Loans Arena in a couple weekends, too.
That's amazing. I had a countdown at the Q show earlier this week at the Q, and they've already got signs up and everything about the National Wrestling Tournament coming to the Q, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Is that the weight Ben wrestled at Elyria High?
He was at 195 pounds his last year, so only 2 pounds up from what he was his senior year. He started 120 pounds as a freshman. But you talk about a weed growing up quick there. He went like 120 to 152 to 170 to 182, or 182 to 195. So he was just like boom, 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 right up the ladder there. And yeah, I saw a little sprite of a guy pounce up to a giant like right in front of my eyes. It was pretty amazing.
That is cool. And obviously this weekend in Columbus, really it all gets underway tonight and then tomorrow and Saturday. Boy, we wish the best to all the Lorain County guys that'll be down there. We talked about this on the video, but we're well represented in Columbus.
Yeah, and we have 19 guys from Lorain County schools going down, 22 from the Chronicle coverage area, 3 guys from Lorain County wrestling in schools outside the county. But it's going to be an amazing year as always. I expect big things from pretty much all these guys. I really think we're going to have a high percentage of those 22 end up on podiums as All-Ohio wrestlers, as state placers.
That's awesome. Just awesome. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll look back to the district tournament, how these wrestlers that are wrestling this weekend in Columbus got there as far as winning districts and heading down to Columbus to wrestle this weekend. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. The final show as far as the 17-18 season is concerned. It's been a lot of fun. And, of course, we're glad you've joined us each and every Thursday night on AM 930 WEOL. On your phone with that WEOL mobile app, or maybe you've been listening all year long on the website, WEOL.com. Welcome back to the Thursday night weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle-Telegram. We've done this each and every Thursday night talking high school wrestling in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Final show of the year, appropriately enough, the Thursday night as the state wrestling tournament gets underway down in Columbus. And Sean, as you alluded to during our opening segment, A lot of Lorain County wrestlers will be on the mats this weekend in Columbus. We'll talk about the actual state matchups in our next segment, but let's talk about how these wrestlers got to the state tournament. Division One, Division Two, Division Three. There's representation in all of those. Let's start off in Division One. Boy, a large contingent of wrestlers. How they end up in Columbus?
Yeah, we have 12 state qualifiers from Lorain County Schools coming out of Division One. Seven are from Elyria, which no surprise, Elyria has been feeding down guys left and right. They've had a couple years where they had double digit, you know, down there. So it's a pretty impressive year again from Elyria. You have two from Midview. You have one each from Amherst, Avon, and Avon Lake. And I guess we should probably start with the four district champions out of the 12. So Amherst senior Matt Lee wins the district title at 285 pounds, which is a big relief for him because, you know, for the last 3 years of his high school career, he's always been behind Kevin Vaux, who's a nationally ranked heavyweight at Elyria.
Right.
So he said after that district tournament, he finally got to feel what Vaux felt like as being the guy that everybody was gunning for instead of having that underdog role where he's always kind of, behind Vaux and behind, you know, standing in his shadow. So he breaks through, gets his first district championship, goes down to Columbus with a number one seed, and you know that's a good deal because then he gets a number four right out the gate. You also have Elyria sophomore Dylan Shaver at 113 pounds and Elyria senior Brendan Fenton at 120 pounds. They both won district titles. And the other guy to do it was Midview senior Trevor Began, 182 pounds, in his first trip down to Columbus. So real nice, making a debut as a number one down there is a big deal because those other three guys have all been down to the state tournament before.
We've talked about Trevor Began throughout the year, both here on the radio as well as the weekly video that we do. But, man, what a success story. This is a young man that has really just upped his game out there on the mats.
Yeah, and he was 152 pounds as a junior, so he decided – the weight cutting and all that was making and not having it pay off in a because he was a state alternate. He was like going to the go-to match at districts and not getting through. And he said it just wasn't fun anymore. So what he decided to do last offseason was just hit the weight room, just pound out weights. I guess he was like an animal. Like every time Sean Bristow would call his house, he was lifting weights. So he was out there just putting on all this muscle, getting stronger, but he still had that mental, you know, mentality of a smaller wrestler. So he still has this technical wrestling. He takes lots of shots. He gets in on guys. But now he's also got a lot of power to go with it. So, you know, it's pretty impressive. And he went out there and just dominated all the way through the first two rounds to get the district championship. Midview's first district champion since Adam Duke in 1988. So he
wow.
ended a lengthy drought there.
30 years.
And he basically, it was Olmsted Falls senior Jaden Mendelick has been his kind of nemesis over the last 3 weeks. And he's beat him all three times. He beat him in the SWC tournament final. He beat him in the sectional final. And he beat him in the district final. So nice kind of ride. Rivalry there between those two.
Anything else about Division One you want to touch on before we get to D2?
Well, you know, just a couple things. Obviously, Matt Lee, we mentioned district champion. Guess who he supplanted as the school's last district champion?
My guess is his head coach, Brian Caesar.
Brian Caesar in 2001. First district title at Amherst since 2001. Brian Caesar was last. So I thought that was kind of cool. Another couple things. Jake Evans from Elyria is one of a record 70 freshmen competing down in Columbus this week. Previous record was 59 in 2015, so there is a lot of freshmen down there in Columbus. Jake Evans is going to be one of them. Other than that, there's some cool things about Matt Zuckerman, but I'm not going to talk about him now because guess who's the focus of my my state preview feature in tomorrow's paper? That's right.
My guess is that's who it's about.
You got it, and it's a great story, and I want everybody to read about it, so I won't spoil too much since we want to get on to some of the other guys.
By the way, real quick before we leave D1, we talked about the fact that we would talk about how these guys ended up at state. Was there a match in D1 that kind of stood out for you? You were covering D1 for the CT. Was there one that you kind of walked away going, man, that was the match of the district?
Yeah, well, Brendan Fenton, we kind of gave our tip of the cap, and that was the one that definitely, you know, he came in as a two-time state champion. Still a lot of people kind of not giving him the respect that he probably deserves in that regard. And Julian Tagg, who is a sophomore and won a state title as a freshman, came in as the number one ranked wrestler in the state. Brendan was number two. Julian Tagg ranked number four in the nation. And Brendan just kind of dominated the match. He ends up winning 3-0, kind of beat him on the bottom, beat him on top, beat him on their feet, beat him in all aspects of the wrestling match. So that was pretty impressive. Brendan's obviously going into a state with a lot of confidence as a two-time state champion, and now beating the guy that everybody kind of thought was going to beat him when they matched up.
Great story. Great story. All right, in D2, 4 state qualifiers, 2 from Firelands, 2 from Keystone, 1 district champ, Firelands sophomore, Peyton Burke.
Yeah, that's our last district champ. We had 5 total, 4 in Division I, and Peyton Bergdorf was the other. You know, obviously, Peyton Bergdorf has done some amazing things there for a program that doesn't have a lot of history of great accomplishments. Firelands has always had great wrestling, but they've never had those elite-level accomplishments that Peyton's been putting up. Last year, he matched the state placement, 4th state placement, which is the best they've ever had, and they hadn't done it since 1960. So it was a long drought that he kind of took away. You know, this year he's unbeaten going in. I think you know, he's done some. He's broke a bunch of other school records, and he's only a sophomore. So it's amazing what he's going to be able to possibly accomplish as the thing goes on. I think he also is the school's first district champion ever. So he also gives the Firelands program a district championship for the first time. So he's starting to pile on these big accolades that the Firelands program is, like, you know, starting to really kind of show off and show some cool things.
And we talk about in numerous sports, not just wrestling, all the sports where the young kids look up to these high school kids, and all of a sudden now Peyton Bergdorf has set that bar to be a district champion for these younger kids who are getting involved with wrestling.
Yeah, his name's going to be on that on the practice wall. They're going to be looking at it, and you know, he's going to be something for people to shoot for going forward. And that's the thing that's tough about a program that maybe didn't have that before is, you know, excuse me, they you want to see things that you're striving for. You want to look at records and say, I want to beat that, I want to beat that. So now he's starting to put those benchmarks up there, and it's more recent, so these younger kids will get a little more enthused. It's probably hard to see the last guy was 1960, and not, you know, now these guys are seeing it happen right in front of their eyes, so it's going to be a lot better. And the nice thing, too, is he gets to go down with a teammate this year. Sean Lipscomb's going down his senior year as a heavyweight, and he's ranked in the state, and he's expected to be a state placer, too, so it's going to be kind of fun to see Firelands kind of break through with potentially 2 state placers, which would be a nice deal for them as well.
That's very cool. And in Division III, 3 state qualifiers. We've got Jacob Campbell out of Black River, Julian Colbert from Clearview. We talked about him quite extensively during the weekly video. And Mason Wright from Wellington, John Sedlick's 50th state qualifier during his unbelievable run at Wellington.
And what a way to go out. Sedlick is retiring after 46 years as the Duke's coach, so he gets one last trip down to Columbus to coach a state qualifier. Hopefully, Mason wrestles a good match or two and gets on the podium, and he has one last state placer to add to that total as well. So that's real nice. Mason's been representing the program well. We talked about Julian Colbert. Jacob Campbell going his second trip down, had to beat the number 3 state ranked kid in the 3rd ranked state wrestler in Ryan Boyle of Rootstown in the semifinals at districts to earn his trip down. So super impressive as far as those 3 guys go. Obviously, Julian Colbert, as we said in the video, unranked, the only Lorain County wrestler unranked. So he's going down as an unranked wrestler, which is really impressive.
That's really, really good stuff. All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk about what's happening this weekend in Columbus. We'll preview some of the matches as far as Lorain County wrestlers are concerned. So stay with us. It's the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. It's on AM 930, WEOL. You can listen on your phone. Turn your phone into a radio by downloading the free WEOL app and listen online at WEOL.com. It's the Thursday Night Wrestling Recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. The final Thursday that we bring you this show on AM 930 WEOL. But what a great way to wrap it up as we talk about the state wrestling tournament underway in Columbus. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 WEOL, the guy that knows wrestling upside and downside, forwards and backwards. Sean Bennett, great to have him with us each and every Thursday night. And of course, he'll be in Columbus covering things for the Chronicle-Telegram. All right, Sean, during our last segment, we talked about the district tournament and how the local wrestlers ended up in Columbus. this weekend. So now let's take a look at some of the matchups, some of the potential matchups that will take shape on the mats in Columbus this weekend. Whether you want to do it by division, whether you want to do it by weight class, what are some matchups, or as I said, perhaps potential matchups that really have your attention?
Well, as I said in the video, there's the potential for three consecutive weights for Elyria for guys to be wrestling four state titles on Saturday night. We're thinking Dylan Shaver against Lucas Bird of Cincinnati LaSalle. They're on opposite sides of the brackets. And the cool thing about that matchup is both of those guys are nationally ranked. Dylan Shaver is ranked number 16 in the nation. Lucas Bird is ranked number 8 in the nation. So wow. that would be a final that a lot of people would be kind of excited to watch. After that, you've got Mick Burnett, ranked number 1 in the or number 2 in the state, against Bryce Heppner, who's number 1 in the state. And those guys have matched up the last 2 weeks in the sectional final and the district final, with Heppner winning each of those matches by a point. But that's obviously a match that Burnett could potentially win, because he is pretty strong on his feet. In the sectional final, he was actually winning that match and in control of that match the entire time. And in the very last second, Heppner ends up getting a takedown to win that match. So Burnett, you know, kind of scores on his feet, gets that early lead. He could certainly win that third matchup against Heppner. And then the other one is going to be obviously Brendan Fenton, which we've also talked about, looking for his third state title, going against Julian Tagg, as we talked about earlier as well. Again, they are number 1 and 2 in the state. Julian Tagg ranked 4th in the nation, but Fenton's already beat him. He beat him 3-0 in that district final, as we said. So he's looking to bounce back and do it again and show that he is the man. Tag came up from 106 pounds to the 120-pound weight class last year, whereas Fenton won the 120-pound title. He said that's his weight class. He's a defending champion. He's going to go out there and show everybody what he's all about.
One of the non-pioneers, Matt Lee, we talked about him in the first segment, ranked number 2 in the state. But he's going to have to go up against the number 1 guy in the state in the semifinal.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, because everybody wanted to kind of see that as a final match. That should be probably for the state title, but these draws at the state tournament are random. They are pretty much preset before the districts are even done. So his district, the district champion from his district, was placed one spot. Jordan Ernest, who won his district, was placed in another spot, and they just happened to be on the same half of the bracket. So potentially the state title could be vied for right in the semifinals. So yeah, that's, you know, but that they're going to have to potentially, you know, face anyway. So Matt Lee, if he wants that state title, he's going to have to beat Ernest in the semifinals, and then he'll go on to the final and be a huge favorite if he can get that done.
I know in the previous segment we talked about Trevor Began, but boy, he's got a tough road to hoe, doesn't he?
Yeah, he did not. You would think that number 1 seed in that district championship would give him a nice draw. Unfortunately, he's up in the first round against Gary Wilkachance of Barberton, who's ranked number 5 in the state. You know, after that, you've got guys from like Charles Sanders of Cincinnati Elder, number 9, Dublin Kaufman's Lennox Wolak, number 6. Those are the guys that are waiting in the other part of his quarter bracket. So you got 3 top 10 ranked wrestlers in his quarter bracket. So he has definitely got a minefield to navigate. But I'll tell you, I think Trevor Began, he's ranked number 8 in the so obviously there's he's number 8 in the state. So there's 4 top 10s in that quarter bracket. I think he's underranked. I think he is something special. When I see him on top, I don't think I've seen a wrestler in the, you know, 15 to 20 years that I've been covering wrestling that is more dominant in the top position. So I think he's really got a shot of wow. Knocking some of these guys off and maybe making a magical run. I mean, we just saw it last year with his teammate Spencer Berthold, who kind of went in as not considered to be a favorite, but just did everything right and went into the state final and ended up as a state runner-up.
Over to Division II, Peyton Bergdorf. Talk about a guy that certainly has a minefield, as you said, a tough road to hoe. He could be looking at CVCA junior Jacob Decatur, ranked number 1 in the country.
Yeah, they're going to be in the same bracket. So again, Bergdorf, getting to the final is going to be a huge task, because Jacob Decatur is ranked number 1 in the nation. And it's pretty weird, because we have two wrestlers in Columbus this weekend who are ranked number 1 in the nation, and we have local guys against them both. Farouk Muhammad from Elyria is in the 152 pound bracket in Division One against in the same bracket he would meet in the semifinals, David Carr of Massillon Perry. He's a three-time state champion. David Carr is going for four, being a four-timer, and he's ranked number one in the nation. He's considered one of the best. He's considered pound for pound the best wrestler in Ohio. So yeah, you've got Jacob Decatur and those two guys, and Bergdorf. You know, like I said, he can still, even if he loses that match against Decatur, he can still wrestle back and finish third and improve upon last year's fourth place finish, but I'm sure he would like to just go ahead and beat Decatur and win that first state title for Firelands.
Anything else that grabs your attention, either a D2 or D3?
Well, I mean, there's, you know, like I said, Sean Lipscomb is favored to end up on the podium, so that's going to be kind of a matchup to watch to see what he can do, because he's a senior and he's going down. You know, we have kind of an all-local match with Mason Wright from Wellington, as we mentioned. He's opening against Edison Jr. Jordan Keegan, and he's not really local other than the fact that his first 2 years he wrestled Elyria High, and he lives in Vermilion still. So he did sit out half the season this year because he transferred to Edison because of the OHSA rules, but he's a Vermilion resident, so it's going to be kind of neat to see who wins out of that one as well. So yeah, and then unfortunately the other local down in Division III matchup to look at is Jacob Campbell from Black River opening up against the number one ranked kid in the state, Dalton Hoover, a two-time state placer who's expected to win the state title this year.
All right, before we close things out, I've never had an opportunity to go to the state wrestling tournament because at WEOL we're so immersed in all of our basketball coverage. Kind of paint the picture for our listeners. What's that like? What is that atmosphere at Schottenstein?
Well, you and probably most people have been to Quicken Loans Arena, so it's a very similar arena. It's about 20,000 seat capacity arena. It's a big one, and they basically the full bowls, upper bowl, middle bowl, the whole nine, and then they have on the floor 10 wrestling mats spread out, orange green checkerboard patterns, nice scoreboards. It's loud. The lights are bright. They have a cool dark tunnel that you have to walk through and emerge from to come out and wrestle your matches. So if I'm
That's
a wrestler,
cool.
I walked through that once, just kind of getting ready to get my service media award a couple years ago, and it made me nervous just walking through there because they have up on the walls pictures of the three-time and four-time state champions. You know, yes. Up there on there, Mike Deanna from Bay is up there, one of our sponsors. He's up there. Eric Burnett is a four-timer. He's up there. But it's kind of cool. You're walking among through the eyes of all these men who have or boys, I guess at that time, but that have done these great things. And it's just an amazing experience. But it's something like most of these guys go down there for the first time and they think, you know, it's just going to be another match. It's never just another match. It is definitely a nerve-wracking, butterflies in the stomach type situation. But as a spectator, yeah, it's totally cool. I mean, you're watching 10 matches go on. You're hearing screams from all over the place. It's something different. It's something like you'll never see.
What an awesome experience. What a great experience for those kids to be able to go through that.
And then just to let everybody know, too, because of the NCAA tournament, the Lorain County All-Star matches, always the Thursday after the state tournament. It's going to be on Wednesday this year out at Elyria High at 6 p.m. So these 20 or 19 guys from Lorain County should be there in action one more time. So everybody who can't make it down to Columbus, come to Elyria High Wednesday at 6 p.m. because all the county's top wrestlers are going to be out there at the All-Star meet in action on Wednesday night.
All right, Wednesday at Elyria High, the county All-Star. And, hey, real quick, I know you're going to be down there for the Chronicle. Man, it's going to be a great weekend. I'm sure you're going to have the pages full.
Yeah, the pages will be great, but if you want live like kind of updates and stuff like that, follow me on Twitter. I used to do it on my Facebook page, but it's harder to get through on the Facebook page as far as like getting information on stuff. Twitter, I'll have the updates immediately when a local wrestler gets off the mat. I'll have video interviews immediately after matches as soon as I can get them up, and even some matches I'll video and put them up as well. So get on the Twitter, and I will be shooting out information about all our local wrestlers as it goes.
And your Twitter handle is just your name?
It's at Sean Bennett CT. At Sean Bennett CT.
All right, and that's S-H-A-U-N. S-H-A-U-N Bennett, Sean Bennett CT. All right. Boy, this has been a lot of fun the past few months, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been awesome. And like I said, I'm hoping we just keep it going next year because it had a lot of good times, both with the video and the radio show this year. And like I said, people just tend to like different formats to get their information, and this is another great one right here.
There you go. And again, as Sean said, follow him on Twitter for everything that's going on down in Columbus this weekend. Best of luck to all of the local wrestlers. But no matter how it turns out, congratulations. It's an awesome, awesome honor to be wrestling at this level. And again, a huge thank you to our sponsors all year long. As Sean alluded to, four-time state champ Mike Deanna. Deanna family, three? I thought you said four.
No, Eric Burnett was the fourth one.
But all right, Mike, three-time. Three-time state champ Mike Deanna, Deanna Family Realty, and the Cobos Insurance Center. For Sean Bennett, Tim Alcorn saying thank you very much for listening on WEOL and online at WEOL.com.